Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
So it's Sunday. We're recording and doing this episode live on Father's Day. Hope all of the fathers had a good day today. Did anybody do anything special?
Went to Becky's house.
Yeah, Jenny went to my house. Her children tired poor Mr. Ollie out so much that, like, dude is, like, snoring over there. Did you do anything special, Leah?
We went to my in-laws because my father-in-law's birthday is Wednesday. So we did, like, birthday and, like, Father's Day at the same time.
Did you do anything fun, Lindsay, for Charlie since he's a dog dad?
No. No, I'm going to be making myself my own birthday cake later this week, and he will proceed to eat like 90% of it because it's also his favorite cake. So,
how did I not know that your birthday is this week, Lindsay?
You definitely have it in the calendar.
Do I have it in the calendar?
You do.
Yes, you do.
Every single year, it's like chaos at your house. Yeah. Because I think it's like right between Sid's birthday and something else.
Chris's birthday.
Yeah, like right in between them. So like, yeah, it's always like you have so much going on. But no, like it is definitely, you do remember. You usually like,
I don't know how I forgot.
Happy birthday every year. And like,
I haven't really looked at the calendar for the week to see like all the things going on. Because, so we call this week cake week, like shark week, but cake week, because pace yourself. There's a whole lot of cake happening this week. So, yeah, I deep in my feels this week about the children and their birthdays because, you know, now they're both like 20 in their 20s. Not really the mom of little people anymore.
It's bound to happen.
It is. It is. It is. Okay, Patreon shout out. Just a quick reminder that Buzzing About Romance is completely listener supported through Patreon. This means every episode, every interview, every bit of romance loving chaos we share is made possible by our amazing Patreons. Thank you so much to all of you who continue to support the podcast. We love you. We could not do this without you. So if you enjoy the show and want to help us keep the mics on, consider joining us on Patreon. Every dollar goes right back into making the podcast that you love. So just doing that little shout out where there's some polls over on Patreon about how things are going right now. Just because, hey, it's been 5 years.
Which is crazy.
It's a long time. So I don't think we have a term of the week. Do we have a term of the week?
No.
Bookish.
Have we done a term of the week recently? I feel like we haven't actually done a term specific.
We haven't. So we'll just get right into this episode because I'm sure we have lots to talk about. I have things I need to get off my chest because it was stressful. This was a stressful undertaking for me. Jenny, you laugh.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it. I'm not.
It was a lot.
I believe it.
This part of the problem is it was a lot of bad books.
So
it's
many
not that
bad
it was
books.
A stressful undertaking. It was just there was a lot of bad books. Like, and I don't even have all the ones that I borrowed, read like 4 pages, and promptly returned.
Chucked to the wayside. Okay.
Yeah.
So on this episode, we're heading into the dark and dangerous world of mafia romance, but with a twist. We're not spotlighting our usual suspects. Nope. Today we're diving into the underworld of underrated mafia romance authors, the ones writing beautiful, brutal, and deeply addictive stories that don't get nearly enough hype. If you love romances with morally gray heroes, bloodstained loyalty, heroines who don't back down, then you're in the right place. Get ready to meet your next mafia obsession. If you want to know some of our kind of OG go-to mafia book recs, you can check out our episode 143, which we do deep dive into quite a bit of mafia spotlighting in that episode. That episode's all mafia. So let's just dig right in. What is it about mafia romance that keeps us coming back. Leah gets stuck in like it's quicksand and cannot escape.
I do. And it's just, I don't know what it is about the mafia. Probably because it's so far away from like my normal life that like the more bonkers, the more I enjoy it. Because we all know I do like a bonkers book.
You do. So, Jenny, what is it about mafia for you? Because typically in mafia, there is not a lot of consent in the beginning, because typically we have forced marriages, arranged marriages, some light kidnapping, possible stalking. So for someone who really wants that consent and clear line of relationship, how does this work for you?
Yeah, I definitely like a more equal power dynamic, which does not always happen, but sometimes it happens towards the end. But like what I like about mafia is the vengefulness. Like,
oh, it's hopefully, the petty.
It's the yeah, petty. Like hopefully the bad guy like is not my mafia guy, right? Like they mm-hmm. might do some bad things, but
yeah. Yeah. What about for you, Lindsay? What keeps you going back to mafia? What is it about them?
Like, the dynamics of the world are very well defined. Like, in mafia, there's definitely power dynamics at play, but everyone has a well-defined role and they kind of stay in that lane. So even though there's chaos and there's feuding and things like that, it's very much like controlled within the hierarchy of that world, like what you would expect. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of comforting in its predictability.
Yeah, there. I would agree. There is a level of predictability to the mafia romances. And I think the other thing I like is it's really all shaded in gray, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not really sure if they're a good guy or the bad guy. But
well, they're not really a good guy at all, except for their heroine most of the time. Not even that sometimes.
I think it's the... Go ahead, Lindsay.
Oh, no, it's very much like he's only soft for her and most of them. Like, he's only decent and not even at first. Like, a lot of times, not even. And, like, you usually get really strong heroines who've never had the opportunity to really discover themselves, and they're forced into these situations. So many arranged marriages, so many, like, being traded and bought. Like, it's almost like a human trafficking. It is pretty much a human trafficking situation for the heroine. But then within, like, so often you see, like, great self-discovery and character development with the heroines themselves, because they go from, like, very sheltered to all of a sudden, like, attached to somebody who's like immediately thrust them into a danger situation.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see like how that comes to play.
I think for me, it's the over the top actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the toucher and die vibes. It's the over the top protectiveness. It's the over the top, like, you looked at her, so we're going to scoop an eyeball out kind of thing. You know, like, the extreme of it, I like, just because it's not typical.
Yeah.
Like, it's not happening in the real world. It's
right. It's not acceptable. Like,
right? These behaviors.
Like, I mean, it could be, but we don't know if it is.
I read one where, like, he has to take the knife from her because she stabbed him in the back because they just didn't think that she would have a knife on her. So, like,
that's what I love. Well, there's the Kylie Kent one where it's the duet. I can't think of what the
is that the merged with him.
No, yeah. It's one of the second gens of the Valentinos. He's in the Russian Bratva. She like kills people, and she's supposed to kill him, but they've already been having sex. And so, like, they have a one-night stand, and then she stabs him and leaves. But then she finds out she's pregnant, and she doesn't actually kill him. Like, he's alive.
Well, that's nice.
And they end up married and happily ever after. But they're both a little psycho. I think that's my thing, is everybody's a little bit psycho in these books.
So you feel normal. I'm just
Yeah,
asking.
because like I feel at home.
I feel like I
I don't
found
know
my
if I feel at
people.
home there, but it does make me feel a little more normal.
It is also really cathartic to see people who are just like allowed to let their emotions take over and react
Yes.
with violence. Like, we can't do that in normal life. Like, unless we want to go
Yes.
to jail.
Right.
Like, with people.
I can't get annoyed and then just shoot somebody, like, or
But
stab
they
them.
do it in mafia all the time.
All the
Like,
time. If you
emotion.
look at my wife, I'll scoop your eyes out with a spoon. Like,
Yeah.
nobody does that in real life. But
They
they do
don't.
it in mafia books.
That's what I'm saying. Acceptable.
Acceptable. Well, and almost expected, right? Like,
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed when there's something like not something like far-fetched or over
So,
the top.
as we get into our recs here, I kind of gradiated out our recs, like from the bonkers to the Melanie Morlands to like the Canadian mafia that is like so nice. Like, I almost feel bad saying they're bad guys, but they did beat people up. So,
But they like apologize for what they're
they
doing
did say
it.
they were sorry.
They don't really, but you expect them to.
But I'm thinking of like my favorite kidnapper. He's kind of shady. It's not clear what
Yeah.
he does,
Well, but
but he
even
brought her cat along. Like,
her Men of the Fall series too, like they're mafia, but very like Canadian nice.
yeah, like I didn't even know that was a thing. So I've kind of gradiated out the book recs. So I will tell you what author. So if you like really love the bonkers, like the Penelope Skies, these are the books I think you should be reading. And then we're going to kind of grade it down a little bit. I know that some of the people here, host-wise, are more TBR-ish than I actually got books read because, you know, life keeps life in and kids keep kidding. So,
Yeah, they
and,
do.
you know, life's just can't happen. I will say, I am not, there are authors that I have read previously. I will not read again. I'm not going to talk about those. But just know that if you ever want to know what who I'm not reading anymore or I have a list or whatever, I am happy, happy to tell you. Just send me a DM. But there's reasons, right? There's reasons why we decide that certain people just don't need read by us anymore. Other thing is so real quick, what are your thoughts on this? Because I came across this a couple of times where people say it's a mafia book, but it's actually just a dark romance. Like, not every dark
Dark
romance
romance is
is a
mafia.
mafia, but not every mafia romance is a dark romance. Again, Men of the Falls. So, what are your thoughts on that? Like,
People don't know what the mafia is or what they do.
yeah.
Well, I think it's a lack of knowing how to categorize things. Like they just kind of they see a certain thing, something in the blurb, something in the title, and then they like that's just like where they direct it without actually doing any sort of diligence in specifying where things are supposed to be.
So two that came up quite frequent was Beneath the Mask by Luna Mason and Chantal Tessier. Tessier. I think those are both dark romances. Those are not.
I think Chantel, like she has a couple that are actually mafia, but
It's not
I'm
so much
not.
mafia as it is like a brotherhood. Like, it's not the
Okay, I could have
organized
sworn she
crime.
had like a Bratva series, but I could be wrong.
Yeah,
But
in my
if she
Luna
does,
Mason,
overall though, she's just dark. Like she's not a mafia author. She is a dark author where she might have a random mafia book mixed in.
what were you gonna say, Jenny?
My Luna Mason like TBR book is Inferno, and he's in the Irish mob, but
Okay.
they also apparently have to play some kind of survivalist game.
So it's like mafia, but not. It's like you put them in the Irish
Um,
mob so you can classify it as mafia, but it's not actually mafia.
it's like the Inferno is a club
Oh,
for
okay.
mafia family networks. So it's like,
Mafia adjacent.
yeah.
Well, it's like that one, the one Michelle Heard series where they're at the academy. Like it's, and so it's like all the different mafia sects are all at the same academy and it's like neutral ground. So like they're mafia, but they're not at the same time. Like they have those mafia, like they talk about it and things happen, but like overall, it's like what's going
They're in
on
a,
at the academy.
yeah, they're in a bubble.
So I'm gonna just start with our lighter of mafia romances because I think that that's gonna hit closer to where Leah or where Jenny is.
Doesn't say, yeah.
Not Leah. So this is gonna be the fans of like Men of the Falls by Melanie Moreland. On this list, I put Melanie, I think, and her new Irish series, absolutely. Bella Matthews, she has that Restless King series, and it's mafia. Like,
Well, it started in her Croydon Falls because the one football player, his brother becomes the head. So like she kind of has it dabbled in, but it's not, it's like this book has the mafia ties. This book has the mafia ties.
So hers are very light. I wouldn't even, I mean, I also think there's some miswriting in those books as far as like it's a big
Anyway.
city, it's not small town,
Yeah.
but I digress. I think S.J. Tilley's Alliance series is much more into the Melanie Moreland. I tried the first book in that series and I did kind of softy enough, I put it down. I just wasn't, her writing style
Feeling
does
it.
not resonate with me. But they're not over the, they're over the top for their women. They're not over the top in the other mafia aspects that I want. And then I think to me, like Melanie's, Bella's, Tilly, SG Tilly's, they feel just like over the top protector contemporaries with some crime. Does that make sense? Okay, and then next I had Rebecca Gannon. I like her books. She does a lot
They're
of East,
definitely lighter,
but they're
though.
lighter. They're definitely a little over the top protector, but it's not as dark and violent. People are held against their will, but you can escape and they let you like still drive your own car. So it doesn't feel as like versus some of the other ones that I read. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. And then The Irish by Brittany Nicole.
Okay.
It's also very light. Like I would say like you know how when you are watercoloring and the water gets all the colors mixed up and it's that murky gray? That is what these heroes fall into me. Like they're murky gray. Does that make sense? Okay. What do you have for lighter? Do you have any lighters,
I
Leah?
have light,
What
yes.
do you have light?
So Jessica Gadzziella, she has multiple families. She has the Costas, the Grassis, the Lombardis. I think there's another one blended in there. All of the worlds are in the same world and they connect, but they don't connect at the same time. They are definitely mafia, but they're on the lighter side. There is some violence, but consent is very present in everything. There is killing and all those things, and they run drugs, but not people and like those kinds of things.
They
But
have
so like she's
standards.
definitely like if you like a darker light, like it's not like as light as Melanie, but it's not like mid-range, I would say either. But so she's a really good one to do. Melissa Schroeder has she has two. It's a Mafia Sisters like offshoot from one of her other series. Her books are kind of mac and cheese reads. There, it's a low mafia like the sis the daughters. It's
Yeah,
just.
that's what I was going to ask. It's women instead of men.
Well, it's the like the daughters are getting married off or protected. I can't remember. It's been a hot minute since I've read these ones. But that's where the tie-in is. So they're not super mafia heavy. Like it is present though, because they are the daughters of the.
I'm still lost at mafia is like a mac and cheese read.
Just trust me on
It just
that.
gives you warm fuzzy
Melanie is more
feelings.
mac and cheese read though.
What?
Like they're very like Melanie
Yeah,
Mollering.
she
She's a
is. Yeah.
very strong book, but it's mac and cheese. Like you just love reading them.
I do.
And then Fiona Davenport, which is Elle Christensen and Rochelle Page, they, if you like a dirty novella with not necessarily a lot of like plot, they actually have a whole DeLuca crime family like umbrella that they have.
So
They're all
plot's optional.
novellas. Yeah, but that like there's it's mafia light, but if you like a novella, you like a Fiona Davenport style book, like those ones are good to do. And then Lonnie Lynn Bale has her Semenov Bratva series. It's not this new series, but the one prior to this, the older brother, the oldest brother is actually the head of the Bratva. Her, she takes some liberties. She does her own thing. Like she doesn't really follow the norms a lot of times, which is actually one of the reasons I really like her books. But that one is definitely mafia light as well. But she likes a morally gray character anyway, so it kind of works out.
Lindsay, do you have any that fit into the lighter side of mafia?
Think so. So I really like the Vampire Mafia. Kind of went on a little deep dive there, and I have like a ton on my TBR now. But the Rowan Hart Nightshade Vampires is just like my kryptonite. Like it's got mafia, it's very light mafia, it's got paranormal, it's not like over the top world building or anything like that. It's very easy to read, very short, quick books. Really love those.
Who's the author of those? Because I have a sapphic vampire mafia romance on my TBR.
She said Riley
Yeah,
Hart.
I have
Rowan
probably.
Hart.
Oh,
Rowan Hart.
Rowan Hart.
Rowan Hart's The Nightshade Vampires. I think Remy LeBeau is
Yes.
the sapphic vampire series, Fangs and Feuds. All three of them are sapphic for that
Okay.
series.
Yeah,
Okay.
I have Thicker Than Water is the first book in that series.
We got gay vampires. Why not, right? I'm for
In the
it.
mock, in there,
Okay,
yeah.
I do want to call out one thing on that book, Thicker Than Water, because she is also like one is a witch, one is running the mafia. Like, you don't usually see women running things.
Yeah,
It's true.
Right.
So, that's one thing I really like about this is that there should be more women running the mafia.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. So if we step up, I would say above Melanie Mollering, our type of romance for mafia is going to be the Jill Ramseur kind of line. They're good, solid stories. Typically, lots of consent. I mean, people might be held at knife point, but it's okay because she's sassy and she's holding the knife. Like it works. But they're not super dark, right? Like
They're
they're
dark, but
right.
consent is important still.
Consent
Like
happens in
there's
these books.
caution there.
So I think that The Kings of Italy by Malia Fenelli probably fit in there. The consent in those is a little dubious, but they're not over the top. Like no one's having an auction. Yes, they're being kidnapped, but no one's like held or, forced to
The
have
trafficking is
sex at
minimal.
gunpoint. Lots of explosions, but not a ton of like blood and gore. I think Nicole Fox and Naomi West, you'll see them often in the top 100 in Amazon. Naomi West, or Nicole Fox, my biggest complaint is her is all of her stories are duets. So the same couple gets two books. And there are times they feel a little overly long, but they're always pretty well written. They're always consistent stories. And yes, she sits up there in the Amazon top 100, but I do not hear people talking about them.
Well,
I think,
Naomi West is the same way. Aren't hers typically duets too?
I think so. I read a couple of hers that were one book and done, but it was like, 460 chunky pages. And
Yeah, the
then
Nicole Foxes I've read, like book one is always, I really like book one, and then book two, like I like the end, but there's a big chunk in the middle that I could always do without.
don't disagree with that. Calla Riley, I would say, fits into that same Jill Ramseur equivalent. They always have strong heroines in their books. They are not wilting wallflowers. I found a new author in my deep dive through Mafia, and that is T. Priston. I read her first book, Mateo. I have started halfway through her second book, Isabel. But then I had to put it down because I had to prep for the next episode. But I really liked the books. The characters were really solid. The heroines were very strong. I absolutely would recommend her. Sienna Snow has a new series called Sisters of Wrath. It's currently what she's releasing. They're really good. I like Sienna Snow stories, though. So
yeah, I like anything I've read.
And these, again, are women-driven mafia family, like the sisters. Corrupted Chaos by Shane Rose. I think it was you, Jenny, that turned us on to her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've read most of her stuff, not the newest stuff, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The newest stuff, the Hardy Brothers series is not mafia.
It is bonkers, though.
It is bonkers, but it's not mafia. Maggie Cole, her Mafia Wars series is really well written. A lot of that audio is over on Hoopla. So if you're
I have her Underworld series on my TBR. I think you read book one of it, didn't you?
It's
the newer one.
Yeah.
Bride.
Okay. See, this is one of the things, like, as a reader, when I'm looking at books on Amazon, like, again, all of these are labeled as dark, but
yeah.
I don't know how dark, and it, you can't tell by the cover, right? Like, mm-mm. All the covers look similar, and
would be fine with Maggie Cole, okay. Jenny.
I don't know.
But no, yeah, she makes a really good point, though, because, like, so often we read, okay, Sky Warren, dark romance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get others that are dark romance, and it's like, this is, like, maybe green tea levels of dark.
Right.
Like,
I need that. Like,
straight up tar. That's right. The level, like, for Sky Warren. Because, like,
it's like the coffee levels when you see that, like, chart. Yeah. Like, are you this one or are you this one? Like, where this one is, like, more milk with a splash of coffee, and this is, like, sludge.
Yeah. It's, like, so dark and bitter, your soul's permanently tarnished.
But I love it so
much. I love those so much. Yeah. I have those books on my list here.
Because, like, I really love Sky Warren. I would never in a million years recommend that for
Jenny.
Yeah, no. I'm not reading that. Like, but if you look at the covers side by side, like...
But that's the problem with, like, the covers right now is, like, you literally cannot judge a book by its cover right now, because you will get a dark romance that has this, like, flowery, pretty cover where you're, like, going into it and you're like, oh, that is not what I was expecting when I read that.
And especially if you look at someone like A.L. Jackson, who writes contemporary but on the angstier, darker side, her flower covers look the same as Maggie Cole, but Maggie Cole's are going to be darker, inherently darker. Not crazy darker, but definitely... a little more caution should go into it. Read the content warnings if you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
Another series that I love, I made Lindsay read this series, the Nola Knight series by Rena Morgan. It's on the lighter side. There's absolute consent. There is kidnapping, Jenny, and people are forced to move into houses they don't want to live in, but they don't have sex until they say yes, but they do have to live there. Because safety. It was for safety.
Right.
Of course it was.
Yeah, see, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I think those are ones you would like.
She likes a good kidnapping. Well, it just has to make sense.
Because next on my list is that M.L. Philpott books.
Yes, I love her book. Like, she definitely, like, she came close to, like, my line with one of her books.
Probably Rapunzel one that was the fourth book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, like, it was a little...
questionable?
But
you trusted her.
Yes, I did.
Erica Wilde has a series called Made for the Mafia. I really like those. She likes to mix it up a lot of times. It's like a mafia family and then maybe a journalist undercover or an FBI agent undercover. She likes to play with that gray, especially if you were a fan of Katie Roberts' O'Malley family series, then read Erica Wilde, because I think that they are...
That was such a good series.
Totally on par. It is such a good series. And it's a standard, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also a trad pub standard. Yeah. And I think that's something we don't really talk about. some of the more bonkers mafia is getting picked up for distribution.
It is,
Penelope Sky got a distribution deal, Sadie, and she's got a Montlake series now that's coming out, and her books are like black sludge.
dark. They're pretty crazy.
They're
I
so
read,
sludge.
we had that episode earlier this year. You guys talked about her for the dark romance
The
episode.
Butcher,
And
yeah.
you were like, oh, I'm gonna read her. And then I read like five books and I was like, yeah, this is crazy. Like, that
But
is
you couldn't stop at the same time.
no.
It's like a train wreck you cannot look away from because you're like, why do I like this so much?
Well, that's like those Eva Winters Mafia books. Like, I just can't stop reading them because I'm like, oh, what kind of psycho things does this person do in their book? Let me just not finish the one I'm reading and download that one and read like
They're
three
like
at the
that.
same time.
Bella J one.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you remember the Bella J series
I
that it
rage read that
didn't
though.
sleep
That
to
was a
read
little
it.
different.
Okay, but that series, did you ever read it? It's crazy.
It's
You can't put
bonkers.
it
I did
down.
not. Like, I
It's
could
so
not.
well, it's so well written, so deeply problematic, and just
I
like
didn't have to read it because I basically had a play by
right.
play by all of you. Like every single one of you that read it, I've like learned
But it
new
was
things each time
so
we
good.
talked.
But it was so good because here's the thing. Well, it is
You couldn't stop.
right. Whatever it was, and as an editor, as somebody that works in acquiring manuscripts, you want the unputdownable book. You want people to be hooked into the story and not be able to put it
Oh,
down.
you guys were hooked.
And Bella
Could
J, she
you
put crack in
imagine?
that book.
Could you imagine that book series getting picked up and put on the shelves of Walmart or something?
Except we
And
say that, but
all
that Kennedy Ryan book where the girl, where
the
there's the
Hoop
on
series, yeah.
page, sexual assault, like it's in Tate James. Isn't her stuff super, super bonkers?
I don't know. I've never read her.
I think her stuff is super, super bonkers
I mean, anything's possible. I mean, if it's super bonkers, I'm surprised I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, okay, we actually went to Walmart today and like I went down the book aisle and I was just like, what in the world is going on? Like, there is no rhyme or reason to like the organization, but it's like a
100%.
dark mafia right next to like the new Meghan Quinn. And I was just
Yeah, they're just kind of like thrown up there on the shelves, like, yep.
okay, what's hilarious though is, our new segment at the end of Book of the Week where it's what book I want to fight. Apparently, Lindsay is fighting the Walmart book aisle this week.
I haven't been to one, like I don't go into stores very often because they have the little pickup
That's
kiosk.
true. I know.
Feeling that's I don't have to keep.
So I think Renee Rose, Kylie Kent, B.B. Hamill, Charity Farrell's. Oh, if you have not read Charity Farrell's Gorgeous Monster and then her new series, Jenny, you would like these books. I
Yeah.
honestly believe that you would like these.
They're very good, really well done. Like, she has a knack, and I know we've talked about this multiple times. Like, she does contemporary, but there's just something about the way that she writes these characters in her mafia world. Like, they're so good. And you want to hate them because the guys are dicks, but then you love them by the end.
I
So, what
really
do you
love
have in
them.
that mid-range? And then, because so the next step up is going to be like Sadie Kincaid. So, like, what do you have mid-range before we get to the almost bonkers but not quite ridiculousness? Does anybody have anything else?
I do.
I
Of course
had
I do.
go
You
Leah.
can go, Lindsay.
I
Lindsay.
had Savar Miller, the King Trace, Anti-Heroes, the Michelle Hurd. I think are very middle.
I would agree.
The Cal O'Reilly I thought were like much more middle ground because there's a lot of content in there that was definitely trigger warning esque. Like I don't th I think that's more mid. I do
Well,
think
but
she
consent
was
is like very present in those ones too,
not
though.
always.
Well, I guess it does
There's
depend on the book.
the one where there's he takes her birth control pills away.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but
I
that's
mean,
kind of
there's,
mafia standard.
yeah,
Like,
it is, but
I'm
there's
saying
like,
like the like this all the sexual actions are consented to most of the time. I think there might be one or two where like there is a moment or two where it's not, but it's like consensual non-consent type of deal. But yeah. But yeah, I would agree. Those ones go there.
What else do you got there, Lindsay? Anything else?
No, I went really out of order and really disorganized.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We'll come back. You can just yell what you want to talk about.
I know, seriously. Just talk over us. We always do.
What do you got, Leah?
So I would list Kylie Kent in this like mid-range one.
I already said that.
Did you? I don't remember that. Yeah, Sandy Alvarez and Crystal Daniels, they are typically MC, but they do have a two-book Volkov Empire series that fits in with their MC. It's a father and son, two separate books. We have Dimitri and Nikolai. Very good. And then I would say Cora Brent also fits in this mid-range. I've only read two or three of hers. A lot of times, like, they're forced marriages. They don't want to be married. Like, they don't really like each other for a long time. One, they get married and he's off doing all the things with other people. And don't worry, she gets back at him. I'd say Gabrielle Sands is more mid-range.
See, I put her up with Sadie Kincaid.
Did you?
She has a couple where people are kind of... There's a lot of sex in those books.
There is a lot of sex in them, but there's not a... And they're dark, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that she's as bonkers as some of the other ones. But, I mean, I think it depends on the book, though, too.
Yeah. But I do like Gabrielle Sands. Those mm-hmm. are not for Jenny, though.
No, those are not for Jenny.
That's kind of why, like, I went. I was like, would Jenny could pick up, no problem. Jenny would need content warnings. Not for Jenny. Jenny would set me on fire if I let her read them. And Jenny is, like, moving out. That's kind of where we went with this.
See, I just need that chart and like, yeah.
Right. Apparently we need little coffee cups with like levels for you.
But then I had Shandy Boys. She was a new to me. I read Nero. It's a novella, not quite novella, but almost novella. Nero : Shattered Wings. There's some stalker tendencies. There is some violence, but I would definitely... it's more of a mid-range, I would say.
Yeah. So also in the mid-range, kind of that Sadie Kincaid, Boston Underworld by A. Zavarelli. Now, I will say some of them do have solid consent, but most of them, some kidnapping, some lurking, some stalking, some, what do you mean you had my baby and you tried to run away from me? Like, no, thank you. You will come with me now kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. The Devil of Dublin by B.B. Easton. It's definitely a little more on the bonker side. However, that audiobook, the narrator, he is Irish and it's like a dream. Like if you're an audiobook listener, listen to The Devil of Dublin by B.B. Easton. Sweet, sweet nothings. Unholy Vow by Malia Kane. I think falls into that kind of same Sadie Kincaid. I have Adelaide Forrest, her Bellandi Crime Syndicate series. Bloodied Hands is the first book in that. I like this series. This is the one where I'm like, is it okay if she goes to sleep and then wakes up and he's in bed with her? Like, is that normal? You guys are like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but you needed context. Like in a mafia book, it doesn't bug me.
Benedetti Brothers by Natasha Knight. It is, it's a lot of family infighting, which is a different way to do mafia. Usually, like, the families are pretty solid. This is a lot of people turning on a lot of people, like, on both sides of the aisle. It's really bonkers, and Nikki is the one who told me to read that. And I think the audiobooks are free if you have Audible. So
they might be in there.
It was a good solid listen. Lane Hart, if you haven't read her Vegas series, now she's got her New York series. I've not dabbled into New York.
I read book one. Honestly, I like the heroine. The hero was kind of a golden retriever.
Really?
But I am excited for book two.
Okay. I think Misha Stone falls into this mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
She always has good solid stories. And typically the women are super feisty.
Yeah.
And she typically has a lot and consent, but there's a lot of violence and then a lot of sex. Like when they start banging, they don't stop banging.
Yeah. There's a lot of banging.
Alta Hensley.
But they're not super long. So no. That's something too.
Alta Hensley co-wrote a series with Renee Rose called Chicago Sin. you know, he kidnaps her. He's supposed to kill her, but he really likes her, so he keeps her. And, you know, they're together. It's delightful. And then The Mafia Wars by C.R. Jane. Again, these people do a lot of the sexing. And Jen Ellen says Misha has a lot of spanking. So if spanking's not your thing, you probably shouldn't read Misha Stone. And then I think that's it for mid-range. I would say Renee Rose. Well, Renee Rose might fall like into like the Jill Ramshour.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on her book. Like some of hers are a little like, it depends on like the characters, like whether they're and what they do, like their level and like their job, like whether she leans into it or keeps it on like the lighter side.
So if
like
we,
she has a variety.
If we move up to dubious consent, this is where consent is not clear. These are not books for Jenny ever.
Right.
So I kind of put this as the Sarah Bale, the Zoe Blake category.
Yeah.
It's a good solid story, but if consent is important, these are probably not the books for you.
Not probably. These are not the books for you. Like there's just don't read these. No.
But I love Sarah Bale. I'm super excited about her new cowboy series because
I am too.
I know it's going to be off the chart bonkers. J.L. Beck and C. Hallman. I mean, they're always so good. Darkest Sin by Sheridan Ann. If you haven't read that book, it's very, very good, but it's a little gray. It's a little mushy with the consent. The Moretti Crime Family by J.L. Beck. And then I think Sky Warren falls in there. Her books are bonkers. Consent is dubious, but sometimes she has a heroine that goes a little left to center.
Yeah.
So what do you have in the dubious? And these are not the over-the-top bonkers, because I have over-the-top bonkers, too.
Dubious, I have, the Eva Winters, I would say a lot of those are more dubious. Deborah Garland, I read Brutal Collateral. It's her new one in her Quinlan, or it's book one of her Quinlan Empire. So this one, they meet on the street. They both have she has a mask on. I can't remember if he does, but he finger bangs her against the wall after he shoots somebody while he saves her, but he doesn't know who she is. And then the dad of the girl he finger bangs, like sets up an arranged marriage for her older sister, but then the older sister runs away. And so he has to marry the younger sister.
Which is the one he finger banged in the
alley.
Which
is the one he finger banged against the wall. Wait, no, I'm talking about the wrong book.
Okay, what book was that?
That one was...
Because Jen Ellen's going to want that book. So you need to make sure we're clear on the title of that book.
That one was The Mafia Heir's Obsession by Kristen Luciani.
Yes.
Also, like, very good. No, so this one, the Quinlan Empire one, they have she is, like, something happens in the family and she's basically like, you have to leave. They change her name. She actually goes into the Navy with a new name and all these things, which that part is kind of like weird, but whatever. But so the hero is like in a protection detail and they have a one night stand. And then 7 years later, she has to come home because like the dad is dead and things are changing. And there's an arranged marriage. And when he finds out who it is, he doesn't realize it's the same chick because the name is different. And then he's like, oh my, I had sex with her 7 years ago. And he becomes obsessed and he has to like figure out like, is she this person or this person? I actually really enjoyed it. It was a little bit on the longer side, but I did like it. And I'm intrigued for the rest of the brothers. But the finger banging one is The Mafia Heir's Obsession.
The Mafia
Heir's... I read a lot of mafia books in a short amount of time. So they're all they're all in there.
Lindsay, what do you have for dubious consent?
I didn't flag anything like for that in particular. Okay. Like there's a lot of consent issues across the board in mafia, but I generally don't like take note of that very well.
It's not an issue for you.
So did you have any that were like not quite ridiculous, like Bella J bonkers?
I mean, no, like the Sky and Warren stuff, like I really love her books. I would say a lot of them have mafia elements versus like outright mafia.
Yeah.
But like really big fan of her stuff. And that's probably like the most messed up stuff I read.
So if we go to the most bonkers of bonkers mafia romances, I read The Gotti Brother Mafia Empire Scar,
Well, I read that one
Blood
too.
Oath by Iris T. Cannon. Now, people, if it's very important for you that the hero or the heroine never sleep with anyone else in the book, and it's not really cheating because they're not really together. I guess they're married, but they're not really together.
But they don't like each other at
They don't like
all.
each other. If that bothers you, do not
These
read
books
these
are not
books.
for you.
These books are not for you. Like, it was my book of the week last week. I read this and I'm like, oh, I must read more. They are like crack. They are like those Penelope Skye books. Like, I could not get
Well, and book
enough.
two of that freaking Gotti Brothers isn't out yet.
I know, right? And so then, so that's Iris T. Cannon. I think Serena Ackroyd, her mafia falls into this, but the problem with her mafia is you have to start in order
It's
and
a
you
very
have to
complex
switch
world.
in and out to her motorcycle club. They're all interconnected, the characters cross over, the storyline continues. So if you're reading Serena, you are doing that full time. Like, that is your job. But it's really over the top. Heroes are manipulative. People get kidnapped. They're kinky. They're very kinky. And
There's
then,
lots of the sex once they start
yeah,
banging.
they bang a lot. There's a lot of banging. But those were the those were the bonkers of the bonkers. Like, Sarah Bale almost goes in there, but
But
honestly,
consent is sometimes dubious in her books, though.
yeah. If you haven't read Neva Alta, Michelle Hurd, J.T. Geisinger, Zoe Blake, Penelope Skye, you know, those are some tried and true mafia, but again,
Bebe
variants.
Hamel is a
B.B.
very
Hamel.
good, like, mafia bonkers oftentimes.
Go ahead, Lindsay, what do you got?
I'm just gonna say, like, the Bebe Hamel stuff, that is one of my favorite. Like, I just read the Brotherhood series. I like picked up one a few weeks ago. I read the next one pretty much immediately. Finished all. Is that It's done, right?
Yeah, that
I think it's
series is
done.
done. Mm-hmm.
She has a bunch though, like, so you have a whole
Yeah.
bunch to go down. But like, really like her. Like, I was surprised. I like a lot of other mafia. So for me, like, how I approach mafia, I just can't keep up with you guys. So I read like onesie twosies from the series you guys are reading. So I'm like, okay, I read like one book in the middle of like all a lot of authors, but then as far as like, am I actually going to deep dive this series? Like, there's got to be more to it than just like mafia. It's got to be like, I don't know how to explain it, but like the ones for me, the Brotherhood series, I mark that as like a comfort mafia where like I would go back and read that series again in a heartbeat. I would highly recommend that. Same thing with the Michelle Hurd Mafia Empire series that she has out. And then like I read the Kings of Mafia series. I really like her books. Like, those are very easy to read. I didn't like them as much as Bebe Hamel. But yeah, like those two really binge-worthy mafia.
One of the things that I came across when I was doing this, so I'm going to do this little section here. I came across, so there seems to be two kind of mafia. One where we are just dropped into it, action is happening, and the author builds the world as they write. Those are the mafia books that I love. I don't need the setup. I need the setup to happen as things are blowing up, people are getting stabbed, people are being kidnapped. Like, that's what I need. I did come across some authors that really spend a lot of the first part of the book building the world, building the lore of that mafia or the war that mafia is in. And
Family tree.
yeah, kind of.
And when you're
There's just so
like,
much background
yeah, and there's like aunt
lead
blah blah
in.
blah did this, blah blah blah.
And so for this, like prepping for this, because I was trying to read as many new as I could get my hands on. Some of them I put that I kind of soft DNF'd. Doesn't mean I won't go back to them. I just didn't get fully to them in this. They didn't hook me in. So that was The Bratva Kings by Jane Henry. I think there's a lot of potential there. It might be a situation where I need to skip book one and just go into book two so that I don't get all the family stuff. Mm-hmm. The Irish Redemption, it's the New York criminal series by Ava Gray. I liked her writing style. I just didn't need the info dump. Like, I felt like it was somebody that might have had a hyperfixation on his family and they needed to tell me all the things in the first 20 pages. King of Depravity by Tammy Anderson. It was good. Again, liked the writing style. She just didn't hook me in fast enough that I was like, felt like I should give it more time. Because again, I was kind of on a limited time. And then, you know, Kat C. Wells is recommended constantly. I didn't love Run, Posey, Run, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone says her Underboss Insurrection series is very good. So I will give it a try. I tried book one, but it just, again, it was not speaking to me. It was not, I just don't know if her writing style is for me. And then here are the four books I read that I gave them 20%. And then I said, no, thank you. And that was Vengeful Lies by T.L. Smith and Kia Carrington Russell. That is, it gets a lot of like,
it's over on the Tiki Talk a lot.
It gets a lot of traction, but it was just too much. Again, info dump. The Bratva Vi, The Bratva Bride by T.J. McGuire, and Beautiful Beast by Ivy Davis. So if you have read T.L. Smith, T.J. McGuire, or Ivy Davis, and you really liked them, can you just message me and let me know if I can skip the first book and go into the next book that might be better? Because I sometimes think that, like, the first in series, they're going to build the family. And again, like, I did that with Neva Alta, right? Like, I picked up at book two, skipped book one, and I've skipped around in that series. And I'm happier for that. Anyway,
yeah, but she writes them in a way you can skip around. Yeah. Too.
Did you come across anything, Leah?
So I tried that Kayla Mason one. I can't think of the title of it. It was like Moth. It's where like she's supposed to marry the son, but then ends up marrying the dad.
Oh, it I just, think I tried that.
It
one.
Wasn't poorly written. It just was really slow. Like there wasn't a lot happening. Like yes, it was mafia, but there just was like no action. So I read the first like 15-20%, and then I just skipped to the end because I wanted to see like what happened. I think like I can see why people would enjoy those books. They're just, I needed more. Like in a mafia book, I need some action. I have dabbled in, I dabbled a couple Casey Crown books. I didn't care for them, but I don't know if it was the book specifically or if it was just because I was trying to pound out like a bunch of different newer mafia ones. Yeah. And then I tried a Bianca Cole also, and I
I've tried Bianca Cole before.
I'm not a fan.
No. Jenny, were there any books you tried that you...
I did not.
And Lindsay, are there any books you tried that you were like, yeah, no, not for me?
No, I don't think so. Like, I didn't really try much new.
That's okay.
I do think that it's one of those situations where... we all have our favorites and we read those and it's hard to break out of those. It's just, we just wait for the next book from that author.
Yeah. For me in particular, I've been very leery about trying new things because I tried so many new things in romance for a long time. And I read all these books and like, there's so many books out there that are getting really, really good recs. And there's a lot of garbage. I kind of feel like we're filtering through the garbage.
I do. I think we're doing that.
It's when you know you have an author you can trust. That's an automatic read. So like what's happening for me is like I'm reading a lot of authors that are familiar and like comforting or like highly recommended by you guys, and I'm discovering them for like the first time for me, or like subject matter areas like vampire mafia, highly comfortable with that. I'll read anything under that.
Well, I think that's the big thing. There's so much bad out there that it's hard to
Well, and I don't think it's so much bad. I think that there is so much that is being rushed to market. And well, I also think that this is part of Golden Angel had a really great TikTok today talking about the Amazon algorithm and how the algorithm is slowing books that are being pushed out, like slowing them in ranking, slowing them in searching. And she thinks that it is part of Amazon effort to make sure that we are seeing real books and not ghost books or AI generated books. Mm-hmm. It's part of their answer. It was really informative. I'll download it and put it over on the Discord for everybody to see. And I do feel that like Mafia is one of those where we've got some sketch coming in. We got some sketch going out.
Yeah.
Not everything feels solid. So there is comfort for many of us mm-hmm. in what we already know.
Yeah.
Okay, so because I'm trying not to do like hour and a half long episodes right now, our music mixtape suggestions, if you read Mafia this summer, I will put them on our on the shelf show notes. We won't go over those for the episode because I have books of the week I need to talk about. I need to tell you all about them. Well, just one. I have one book of the week. It's that time for book of the week. Book of the week time. Lindsay, you're up first. Are we fighting the book or are we talking nice about the book?
Actually, shockingly, talking nice about it. So my book of the week is The Dating Plan by Sarah Desai. And I didn't even know I put a hold in on this for the library until
all the time. Was
like, you have 3 days left to read this book. And I was like, I don't remember getting this audiobook ever, but okay. I was like, sure, why not? What else am I going to do? Really enjoyed it. So she is, the female main character is Indian and her family is trying to get her married off. So she's dealing with like all these crazy aunties. Like, I know this man, I know this man, like we have this man for you to get together with. And she's just tired of it. So she tells everyone she's engaged. Her childhood crush who stood her up at prom comes back into town. She's told everybody she's engaged, runs into him. He's in a situation where he's Irish and he's set to inherit his family's distillery, but he has 3 weeks to get married. So they like fake date. It's very cute. I was surprised how much I liked it. I don't think it's like all that spicy, but it was, their banter is really fun.
Sometimes good banter can just make a book.
Yeah, it really made.
And yeah,
honestly, if the story is good enough, I don't always like miss the spice.
Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is The Vow by Rebecca Sharpe. It is book 5, I think. I think it's book 5 in her Vigilantes series. It is the final book. It is Robin and Damon's book. I'm not going to tell you a lot because this is a book that you need to read. And if you haven't read this series, like what we find out in the end of the last book, I mean, you find out it's in the blurb, but you find out in the end of book 4 that like they're married and he is like, so that, if you've ever watched the show The Blacklist, she got a lot of like ideas, like he is Red Reddington like vibes. So yeah, it was really good. It's there like his redemption, but her like fulfillment, and you don't get a lot of like the rest of the characters in this book, which I was kind of surprised, but we actually talked about it during her spotlight that we are releasing soon about why she made that decision, because I thought that was an interesting choice. But it was really good. I was really excited for this book.
Okay. Jenny, what's your book of the week?
I finished the Guardian series by Kelly Fox. This kind of, like Lindsay said, going to those comfort reads. Like Kelly Fox always puts out a great book and I always love her books. And they're like a, they operate in that gray area. They have some like hacking abilities to, they take out players on the board that the government's not as worried about, but they're doing shady things. And they get quite gory, but.
Okay.
I like shady things.
I don't mind a shady thing.
Well, yeah, like the bad people get.
They get the bad stuff because they're bad people.
Yeah, like maybe cut up into 13 pieces, you know, like.
So.
And there's also alligators, Millie and I forget the other one. They help in disposal.
That's so sweet of them. So nice. Right. Helpful. Yeah. So my book of the week is, so next week's episode is all about cowboys. Mm. And so I had to switch from mafia over to cowboys, and
it was tough though. It was tough to leave.
So hard. But my book of the week is Married to the Alien Cowboy by Ursa Dax. Salar and Cherry, it's a mail order bride. Salar is a cowboy alien on a penal colony planet that farms and raises cattle. He's been there since he was a kid. His background is sad. So, and he does share, he's slow to share everything, but you get enough early on that you're just, you feel bad for him. But he gets a mail order bride, and then it's kind of a genre mash with Western and Alien. If you liked January Bell, I think that you would really like these books. It is very spice, character-driven, light sci-fi world-building. And I'm going to sell this book with two words. Really, these two words are for Merritt, probably more than anyone else. Tentacle penis. And that's all I got on that one. But I loved it. I've read three of them when I had no business reading them. But I loved them.
But I love when you find something that you can't put down, because you have such a hard time finding books that you like in series that you really enjoy.
Yeah. To binge something is very hard for me. And this one, it's just, it's kind of like Ice Planet Barbarians meets the Western vibe, like it's with a mix of the January Bell mail order bride kind of situation, but there's consent, like she willingly goes to the planet. She's not, you know, tricked and forced to go to the planet. So, and the covers are adorable. That's all I'm going to say. Did you see those covers? They're adorable.
They are.
Okay. So, Swag Pack sponsoring authors for June is author JD Carruthers and Elaine Trommel. June and July swag will be mailed out the 1st of July. Next Sunday's episode will not be live streamed. Instead, you will find it in your podcast favorite app or on buzzingaboutromance.com sometime on Sunday. I don't know when, but it's not live. We're doing some traveling, and it just was not convenient. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates. Join our community of romance enthusiasts. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more content to you every week. Remember, we are on summer schedule, so we'll be back next Sunday with the recorded, pre-recorded episode in our podcast feed. And then when we come back on June 29th, we will be celebrating 5 years of Buzzing About Romance, starting, I don't know if I can hold out until the 23rd. I've been keeping some secrets. We've done some fun things for our 5th anniversary. So I might leak
you
those.
You can hold out. No, you can hold out. You have held out this long. You are capable.
You are one of those people that tell the like someone what you got them for Christmas, aren't you?
1,000% I am.
No, you can hold out. You have held out this long, which is honestly shocking to me. You can wait a couple more days.
Also, live over on our website is our form, because our episode on the 29th is going to be all about Ask Us Anything. So if you have questions for any of the co-hosts, I don't believe Heather is going to be on that episode, but Lindsay will be here, Leah, Jenny, and Amanda, and myself. So if you have any questions, you can fill out that form and we will add it to the episode. Thank you, everyone, for going full dark romance with us. It's if today's episode added some new names to your TBR, and if you're about to spin into a mafia binge, be sure to tag us on social media and share the love for these underrated mafia authors. Again, we're going to be back next Sunday, but only in your podcast feed. And don't forget about our mixtape summer reading challenge that is still going on. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.